This is sports.
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 This is sports. This is sports.
With a capital F.
This is sports with a capital F.
This is sports.
F.
This is sports with a capital F. F.
Let's get ready to experience some racially charged violence at a Buffalo Wild Wings near you. Today we finally bared witness to the douchebag showdown of 2017 as far as the fans of the fight were concerned. But wow. Floyd with the TKO. And the 10th round was unexpected for me. I wasn't expecting any sort of knockout. I thought it was going to go 12 rounds. It looked like early, like McGregor was playing a little bit of technical action, but it didn't pan out.
No, McGregor was being a dick for starters, but he can last the rounds. That's his thing. I'm actually glad he got his ass whooped. I don't know. How much of that do you think is set up, though? Like, it looked pretty set up to me. With my phone on silent. They're pretty set up to me. I mean, Mayweather was going to give it to him anyway, and I was going for Mayweather, so, like, you know, my money was on Mayweather anyway.
No, I felt like Mayweather winning was the default sort of, like, how you would have expected it to pan out. Sorry, we're doing the levels as we go here. Just making sure everybody can hear everything. All right, there we go. But, yeah, I mean, I feel like Mayweather winning was sort of the default of the fight. But the fact that Mayweather did it with a TKO, I mean, in those last two rounds, McGregor looked gassed. And with his hands down by his side, he looked worked. It looked legit to me. I mean,
I knew he was outclassed anyway, so good for him. Good for him. And he talked a lot of shit, and that's why I'm glad. I mean, I like Mayweather, you know. I mean, I like McGregor, too, because he talks a lot of shit, but... I mean, sometimes you just got to know when not to talk shit. And that was one of those times when not to talk shit.
Right, yeah, no, when you're stepping into a sport that you haven't really necessarily competed in ever.
Yeah.
And
now, before I get into my theory about this fight that I came up with, I really want to talk about something important, and that's this guy, who last week in the preseason, I think he had a 145 passer rating.
Okay? Yeah.
So, okay. Kudos to you, Jay Cutler. Still waiting for those tickets. So anyways.
Easily a bigger story than the fight that we're
than the fight. To
about.
Me it is. To
it's
me
a
it
bigger is. But, I mean, it's a bigger story as far as sports is concerned too. Because Mayweather won. But I felt like the only super exciting part about it was the fact that it wasn't a decision in 12.
Well, you know, this is going to create the race war. This is what's going to spark everything. this is what I was thinking about as soon as I got off of Facebook Live. Thank you to everybody who let me watch the fight for free on Facebook Live. I appreciate
Josh
you.
Reiser.
I won't say your name. Yeah, well, I won't say anything. And his feed was terrible, though. But his narcissist ass wouldn't stay on the screen. But
no, he wouldn't stay out of there. But I ended up hanging in there, and by the end, it got pretty serviceable.
This is going to create a lot of uprise amongst the white and the black community that doesn't need that anymore. So,
yeah, no, that. Well, because clearly, based on the events of recent history, you can see when you go to the grocery store, you see all the white people and black people fighting each other all the time. It's clearly the beginning of the end. And I think,
yeah, there's a good chance that if you weren't in Georgia, we were in the same room, we might have been fighting. I'm surprised you and your friend in your last podcast didn't fight, because it's hard for people of white and black color to be in the same room and not fight.
It's very difficult. We are lucky we're on Skype. I want to fight half of you right now. I want to take to the streets and have a homemade shield contest with half of you. But the other half is cool.
Cool. Have to set that up then. Have to set that up. Maybe you can get Griff in between his thumb wrestling matches.
Griff is no longer taking same race thumb wrestling matches. That's the problem. It's really getting real now.
Well, at the park the other day, well, today, and you know, Portland, they do the jousting thing like that. They have like the real. I can't laugh though. I mean, like, I want to laugh, you know, like. But I mean, these cats are out there and they're having a good time, you know. Like,
no, they're legit. They're serious.
I wanted to laugh though. I wanted to laugh, but I couldn't.
You laughed a little bit.
A little bit, but I enjoyed the theatrics.
Yeah, like you said, you enjoyed the theatrics. That's important. That's honorable though. And you know, any kind of weird shit like that that you attend, you have to at least like put yourself in the participator's shoes.
Oh yeah, of course.
For sure. But yeah, so Mayweather McGregor is over, and McGregor is, you know, I'm worried about Conor McGregor's boxing career, I guess. I don't know what is what about Conor McGregor's boxing career? Hey man, look, you see the hat I have on? Can you see the hat I have on?
It's the same as mine.
Turn around backwards. I'll turn right around for it. Oh no, they are different. Mine says Mitchell and Ness on the other side.
Oh, good. Well, because I wear the New Era 59 real shit.
No, mine is Mitchell.
I don't mess with the cheap stuff when it comes to representing my team.
I understand. I could see that. I'm gonna have to black all that. I was hoping that we were gonna turn around. They were gonna be exactly the same.
Oh yeah, but it's good enough.
Yeah, well, but they both have the Bulls logo on them.
Yeah, which the Bulls ain't going to do shit this year.
No.
Actually, matter of fact, I don't predict anybody to do anything this year.
No, the Chicago, NBA is officially unwatchable.
And I know you hate soccer. The Chicago Fire are actually doing really good this year, and then they failed. So, another reason for you to hate soccer. And
Did they get less kicks in a game that was a draw and somehow...
Stuff like that.
Somehow they lost a tie game.
Yeah. Stupid shit that you hate. Soccer, people kicking balls and shit like that. I know you hate it. So
I feel like, I do though feel kind of like it would be like if at the end of the baseball season they were like, well, now you two had similar records, but the pitching staff had a better ERA and fans really like this team. So somehow that equates.
Yeah, but see, the way you sounded, that shit sounds nerdy as shit. And why would I care about ERA and anything like that? About points at the end of the season, who has the most points?
Right, but how do you score points in a game that is 0-0? You both lost.
But you get a point. See, you know what?
One day, you both get a point.
I'm gonna send you the rule. You get a point in the scoring table. Okay, if you win, you get 3 points, and if you lose, you get 0 points.
But if you draw, you get one.
You get one, correct. So draw is still kind of it's a semi-victory in a game of soccer. But, you know,
teams who get a draw get a point.
Get a point, correct. Okay. But a win is worth 3 points.
Okay, that does make a... That seems more reasonable than I was willing to give it credit for.
At the end of the season, the team with the most points is the champion. So
that's gay. That makes way more sense than I've ever given it credit for. I don't like it.
Well, that's what... In the MLS, they have like a playoff, I believe, something like that. So
you would certainly hope so. But yeah, so there was that. Oh, and how about the fantasy football league is all set? We're ready to go.
Oh, you already know I got the best team in the league.
You do draft well. I was set to talk shit, but you do draft well. And you picked up Julio
Eighth pick. Eighth pick, I got Julio.
In a PPR league.
Yeah. I got Christian McCaffrey. That's what I went high on. But I'm excited. I might bench him week one and start Adrian Peterson, who's going against the Minnesota Vikings. Week one the NFL.
Yeah. And our league was mentally disabled that it was like, Adrian Peterson was available in like the 20 millionth round. It was bonkers.
Well, I told you I did no research, but the research I did research was that he was listed below Frank Gore, and I am not drafting Frank Gore ever.
Over AP? Yeah, no, until AP is in a wheelchair.
Yeah, exactly. So that'd be good. That'd work. I pretty much think I'm going to win. I don't know what you're going to plan to do with this CapF Sports, if you're making any money off this shit yet, so you can pay the winner or something or give some kind of prize. Maybe fly us out to a Dolphins game to see Jay
Cutler. The guy who drafted the best team actually wins the award of sucking my butt. That's what
sounds like a terrible league.
You already won the trophy for best team name. Tiki Torch Terrorist was hands down, made me spit water out of my nose when I read it. You already won an award.
Inspired, like, I'm inspired by the current affairs in this world, and it's not to make light of it. It's actually so you guys are aware of what's going on in this world.
And okay? Also, most of the time, what's going on in the world is laughable.
Yeah. It's laughable. It's all laughable.
We're bad people to take that advice from, but here we are. All right, look, how about a round of power rankings, and then we'll get the hell out of here.
Yeah, because I want to go to the bar and try to grab a drink before they close.
No, you don't. You don't want to do that. All right.
Alcoholic. I'm sorry, guys. I'm on a sabbatical, guys. You guys don't know that. I'm on a sabbatical, so I'm taking a lot of time off to find out who I really am. And unfortunately, I'm wasting a lot of time on this podcast, and I'm finding out shit.
Now you're finding out who you are. You're a guy who likes to hang out with me, and that's reason enough to kill yourself if you ever needed it. All right, here we go.
Can't tolerate you. Because in the same room, we're white and black, it won't work. Even though I'm mixed, so half of
no, it's actually statistically impossible for me and you to have been friends at any point in our life, because, because only 75% of this friendship works.
Yeah, that's fine. I've been used to that my whole life. Oh. All right, what's your power rankings?
And now the Cap F Sports power rankings.
How about this? How about existence, history, and hell?
Whoa.
I know, right? That was the one that stood out to me, though, on the list. Existence, history, and hell. Ba-da-da-da-da-da. It's going to get weird. Existence, history,
and hell. And importance from importance to least importance. History.
I guess. We still don't really understand how we rank these things, but
I guess, see, you can say something like, see, I don't want to get all deep and shit and be like, well, there's no hell with no existence, but you're really not in existence when you're in hell, aren't you, right? Like, you're banned out of existence, right? Like, isn't that kind of what it is? So what is that?
I would assume, though, that the concept of hell requires you to be cognizant of your existence, and your existence is in an eternity of burning. I mean, none of that makes any sense, but I'm just saying, like, as far as the letter of the law concerned with hell would be that, like, no, you don't not exist. You definitely exist. And you're, like, cognizant and awake and aware, and you're on fire. You're in a place that's so dark you can't see your hand in front of your face, but also there's fire everywhere. And don't ask a lot of questions.
Exactly. And Kenny G music or some shit. I don't know.
That would probably be close.
Yeah. I don't know. Or you can say, like, I'll say something like, my history has been hell, so I'm glad to be in existence. So
that's dope. That's dope. I like it. Yeah. I mean, we're not trying to write a hook here, but we could. could. We have the pedigree to put it together if we wanted to, for sure.
Of course. Yeah, but, especially in the mind that we're probably both in right now. It might even be coming along nice and fine.
It would probably be fantastic, but I don't know what you were talking about. I just had some water and came in here and did a podcast on water. All right, so existence,
water.
History,
I got water bottle right there,
and hell. All right. To me, they're kind of in order. Like, I think existence is obviously very important, and without existence, there's no history. And hell is obviously at the bottom of the list because, A, it's either completely not real, or, B, a completely misunderstood construct.
What do you mean misunderstood concept? Like, it's a nice place?
Well, yeah.
Like, it's doable. It's like it's like the low apartment on Lower East Side, and instead of being uptown in Manhattan, you know,
It's just hell has been, as far as eternities are concerned, hell has been miszoned. It was actually supposed to be industrial, but it became residential, and it's just been a nightmare for the denizens ever since.
Oh shit.
Of that area. But I mean, that's okay. I mean, you can, you know, talk badly about the place if you want, but let's say at the end of your life, when the lights blink out, where do you think you're going to find us? Like, where do you think we're going to hang out?
Where I think I'm going to hang out?
Yeah.
God, I was listening to something that KRS-One was saying, and it was talking about the fifth dimension. You ever heard of the fifth dimension? I didn't either. And sometimes KRS talks out of his ass.
No, he but does regularly talk out of his. But I do, I do know quite a bit about multiple dimensions. I was speaking a little more literally about hell, but we can definitely talk about multiple dimensions.
Oh no, that's a whole other conversation. But he said something about like you're really not living until you've stepped outside. But inside, I don't know, man. I'll send you a link to this video, and then we'll discuss it. It's hard to talk about it if you don't know what I'm talking. So like, once again, KRS-One does talk out of his ass. So right. I'll find out. I mean, I like KRS-One. I'm a respect KRS-One.
Of course, yeah.
KRS-One, if you hear this,
I mean, buy me tickets to a Dolphins game so no, I can see Jay Cutler
play. I freestyled KRS-One in the show in Ashland, so. Hey man, but cool, KRS-One. Like
you did. That's right. I forgot all about that, man. That was live too. That was those pictures you had where you had the live band behind you.
That was a KRS-One. No, I did a bunch of other shit. Now, there's a show when I first moved to Oregon. I went to a KRS-One show, and you know, this cat just you know called me up on stage, pretty much called a bunch of other cats, but called me up first, and you know, we had a little cipher and kind of. I actually tried to take the mic from KRS-One, and he kind of like. Didn't let me, you know. Like,
yeah, he like it was like held it tightly. Of course you did. Of course you had a moment. That's how that works. You have a moment on stage with one of your idols, and you're like, okay, now can I steal this microphone from this guy?
Yeah, you shut the fuck up. I'm from Chicago. I don't give a fuck who you are, man. Yeah.
Watch me bust this. Who are you? KRS? What? I'm already on this stage.
KRS-Three. I'm number one. Shut up. All right. Wait, I gotta roll because like I said, I gotta shake and bake.
This is sports with a capital F.
This is sports.
This is capital.
This is sports.
This is sports.
This is sports
with a capital
F.
This is sports with a capital F.